I want to thank everyone for their participation and giving us some numbers up on the board that we can use as a list that we can pick off of. But if you have one that you want to sing as a song leader, you know, don't hesitate to do that also. I'll just let the song leaders know I'm going to take the top two on this side. So if you're looking for a song, I'll have those. After we have those two songs, then we'll start over here with Brother Randy and work our way down. Any of the men that would like to lead one or two or three, just feel free. We'll start out with 575, number 575. Oh, the fount of every blessing, turn my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee. May I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Never let me wander from thee. Never let the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Number 691. Number 691. Tempted and tried with, oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Father along will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved one, it leaves our home so lonely and
prosper, living so wicked, year after year. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Go ahead and raise 937, I'll pray with you.
937, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. We find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Oh, because we do not care it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Then we'll find a solace there. May not be up there, but number 536. We'll do the first and last of this one. 596. If I tell you one number and I start leading another, we'll all get lost. But 596, burdens are lifted at Calvary. To the first and last. Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very
near. 656. Looking to thee from day to day, stressing thy grace along the way, knowing that thou wilt save me, keep all is thine. Sure thy soul redeeming love, sure the crown of life above, sing thy praise, I press along, Savior divine. Looking to Save the Lord.
thinking of heaven's grace, longing to see my Lord, yes, meeting him face to face, trusting him as my all, where so ever my footsteps roam, leading with him to guide me home to the Spirit's home. Oh, for a home with God, a place in his courts to rest, sure in the safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul once drinking by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and home and live with my God above.
537. Sing all three verses.
Oh, the blessed rock of ages,
rock of ages, I am
trusting now, dear Lord, in thee.
Dear Lord, in thee I'm trusting.
Keep me till my journey's ended.
Journey's ended, keep me
till thy blessed face I see. To know His blood makes me whole. His grace reaches me. Yes, His grace reaches me. And will last through
your hand to help or
We're going to try 808.
What in prayer for the Lord is coming? What in the crowd someday? Washer rose in the cleansing fountain. Watch, oh, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. For we know not the hour when the Lord shall come. Watch and pray. Oh, watch and pray. And be ready to enter the soul's right home. When he comes to reward the faithful, what glorious day will be. Joy awaits those who have made ready. Watch, oh, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Oh, watch and pray. For we know not the hour when the Lord shall come. Watch and pray. Oh, watch and pray. And be ready to enter the soul's right home.
David?
I can't do it, David.
Randy? Harold Dillon? What about you, Jackie? Would you like to try one?
No, but
we'll help you.
God, oh, you will.
Guess we're over here, Brother Mark. Doesn't matter way around.
Three 18. Only done this one once. It didn't do so well, so I need some help.
Although I cannot see the way for life's impetuous sea, I know that Jesus is my friend and that he'll pilot me. Cannot see the way.
on life's dark and stormy sea. My dear Lord, blessed Lord,
Savior calls me to
to that sweet home on high. I'll live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story.
Tell us
there on high, there with my dear Redeemer,
the Lord
to high. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by.
The end I
know is nearing. By faith I look away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to him forever and look beyond the sky and live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story.
Tell us
there on high, there with my dear Redeemer,
there
no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory,
glory
by and by.
Great job, man.
I believe we have had an excellent day today.
Amen.
End up with a singing like this, and voices blended together. This is what I hope heaven's going to be like. You know, where we're around the throne singing praises to God and just enjoying being together with Him. If you would, go ahead and mark your books to number 240. Number 240. At this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the service over to Brother Paul. And
I just got to tell you, I was going to lead song. Richard got both of mine. I was going to lead a song. Mark got both of mine. So I decided I wasn't going to lead no song. I'm just joking totally. But didn't Clay do a great job today? Wow, that was good, Clay. Thank you so much. And, you know, we do what we can do. Don't want to push anybody. But how great it is that we have those that are willing to step up and say, I'm going to do that today. And David has done that. Jay's done that. Bryce has done that. I didn't know they could carry a tune in a bucket. But they did better than a tune in a bucket. They do very good every time that they've done it. For just a few moments, I want to continue what we started this morning. Who are faithful? I've often heard the phrase, the faithful few. Well, the Lord made a statement in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Few there be that find it. Talking about the narrow way that leads to heaven, paradise. Oh, he said, many will be the ones that will go in there at the broad way that leads to punishment, torment. I want to be among the few. And I know that you do as well because of the way you have sung, the way that you have put your heart into the singing. And we truly today have taught and admonished one another in these spiritual songs. I mentioned that I have 5 points on a little old piece of paper here concerning what might be an inventory check, a barometer of knowing if we are among the faithful. Number one, our priorities must be right. I must indeed put the Lord first. Not the leftovers, not only if it's convenient, but first. Brother Gus Nichols is reported as having said that when he became a Christian, he made up his mind he would be in the assembly of the church every time the doors were open, if he possibly could. Wasn't a week-to-week decision. I put the Lord first in my giving. I put the Lord first in my work. I put the Lord first in worship and in talents. And if I'm going to be among the faithful, there is no other way, but God's got to be first. Number two, my efforts, my talents, my time must be in applied and certainly involved in the work of my master. I can't just be all about talk and no action. I must plan. I want to be. I will do that and then make it happen. I can talk to that person. I can tell them. I can invite them to come to worship. I can give them this literature. I can send this in the mail. We say, well, boy, that's small thing. No, sometimes a piece of paper can result in Christians going to heaven. I've told you before of some times that I know that did happen. We are created unto the good works, Ephesians 2:10. We're to abound in the work of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15. So in other words, I not only have got to make my priorities right, but I'm involved. Number three, it's a lifelong growing process. I will never know all I need to know about this book. Brother Winford Clark, whom I love, Hobb Street in Athens, it is said that he studied the Bible from 4 to 6 hours every day for over 50 years. But he would have been the first, if he stood here right now, to tell you he didn't know it all. It's a book that cannot be mastered. I want to listen to my Savior talk and learn everything I can. Some of you know I love to get up early. I got up pretty early this morning. And I sat at the table over at the house and I read the words of my Lord. How better to start the day? Can you imagine if we had a personal audience with Jesus? But we do. Oh, not in the flesh. But all I need to do is open and listen to my Savior talk and grow and mature. You can determine your faithfulness by how you're growing. Number four, I've got to focus on walking in the steps of Jesus. Not only can I listen to him, but Simon Peter said in 1 Peter 2:21 and following, Christ left us an example that we should walk in his steps. Paul would say in Philippians 2:5 to the Philippi church, have the mind of Christ. Some people wear the little bracelet, WWJD, right or wrong, I don't care. But it stands for what would Jesus do? The mental attitude that I have is, I want to do like Jesus did. I want to talk like he talked, treat people the way he treated people, love people, talk to them about their soul, encourage them to reach the mansion one day. I want to walk in his steps. Five and last. I love this one. I want to think about the goal. I want to talk about the goal. I want to walk toward the goal all the time, every day. Oh, my priority is going to be right when I do that. I'm going to keep on growing when I do that. I'm going to follow the example when I do that. But my Lord and Savior said, come and I'll give you rest. I'm going to prepare a mansion for you, and I'll come receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And John the Revelator said, it is described with these words, and he gave us those picturesque language words that tell us about a place that our minds can't truly fathom. I'm tired of listening to the news on television, radio. I know sometimes we need to see what's going on a little bit, but I want to think about the great existence that one day we all can have and be blessed with. I had trouble culling it down to five items. There's some others I'd like to have included. But if you'll focus on these five things and determine they're going to be what you do in your life, you'll have your eyes on Jesus. You'll be following the steps and example of Jesus. You'll be thinking about one day living with Jesus. And one day he'll say, come home, faithful child. Are we willing today, if we need to say, Lord, have thine own way? The song that Richard's going to lead us in. If we can help, please let us know as we stand and sing.
Have thine own way.